Welcome to Wells Family Devotions, produced on behalf of Wells Discipleship. The Word of God from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 9, verse 12. Jesus said, "It is not the healthy who need a doctor, but the sick." God's mercy is for sinners, like Matthew and me. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Do you have ranidophobia? That's a fear of frogs. Maybe you have chronometrophobia, fear of clocks. If you suffer from iatrophobia, you have... anyone? It's fear of going to the doctor. Sometimes people are afraid of going to the doctor, but it's important that we do, especially when we're sick. The doctor can tell us what's wrong. He can prescribe medicine that will help us feel better. Did you know Jesus was a doctor? Not a doctor with a white lab coat and a stethoscope. Jesus is a doctor for our souls. That's what he says in God's Word for us today. One of the things the Bible teaches is that we are all sick. Not body sick, but soul sick, with a disease called sin. What are its symptoms? Getting angry and throwing a fit when it's not appropriate, sassing mom or dad, saying bad things about our classmates. While hearing the news that you're sick is not usually a good thing, in this case, it is. People who are soul sick are exactly the ones Jesus is looking for. He's not only the doctor. He's also the medicine that cures us. His holy, precious blood seeks out our sin, finds it, and erases it once and for all in God's sight. It's pretty awesome that the doctor, Jesus, wants to see and hear from us. Matthew and his friends were not a very popular group. Others looked down on them and tried to keep them at a distance. But Jesus didn't run away from them. Jesus shows mercy to the outcasts, the losers, and the spiritually sick. He shows mercy to you and me. There are many things in this world that make us afraid, but we do not need to be afraid to stand before God on Judgment Day. Why? Because Jesus stands there with us. We bow our heads for prayer. Thank you, great physician, for providing a cure for all my sins. Help me to be kind and show mercy to everyone. Amen. We invite you to use the accompanying family discussion questions found at wells.net. Click on Serving You and select Family Devotions. Join us next time for Wells Family Devotions. Until then, God bless your day.